Hare Krishna Vaishnavas, good morning. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, canto number 4, the creation of the fourth order, chapter 31. Narada instructs the prachetas, and we are reading verse number 5. Please repeat after me. Prachatesha uchuhu. Prachatesha uchuhu. Svagatam te surarshe adya. Svagatam te surarshe adya. Dishtyano darshanangataha. Dishtyano dashanangata tava chakramanam brahman tava chakramanam brahman abhayaya yatarave abhayaya yatarave Prachatesha uchuhu. The Prachetas said, Suagatam, welcome. Te, unto you. Surarshe, O sage among the demigods. Adya, today. Dishtya, by good fortune. Na, of us. Darshanam, audience. Gataha, you have come. Tava, your. Chakramanam, movements. Brahman, O great Brahmana. Abhayaya, for fearlessness. Yata, as Ravahem of the sun. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai. All the Prachetas began to address the sage Narada. O great sage, O Brahmana, we hope you met with no disturbances while coming here. It is due to our great fortune that we are now able to see you. By the traveling of the sun, people are revealed from the fear of the darkness of night, a fear brought about by thieves and rogues. Similarly, your traveling like the suns, for you drive away all kinds of fear. Purport? Because of the night's darkness, everyone is afraid of rogues and thieves, especially in the great cities. People are often afraid to go out on the streets, and we understand that even in the great city like New York, people do not like to go out at night. More or less, when it is night, everyone is afraid, either in the city or in the village. However, as soon as the sun rises, everyone is relieved. Similarly, this material world is dark by nature. Everyone is afraid of danger at every moment. But when one sees a devotee like Narada, all fear is relieved. Just as the sun disperses darkness, the appearance of the great sage like Narada disperses ignorance. When one meets Narada or his representative, a spiritual master, one is freed from all anxiety brought out by ignorance. Prachitesa ujuhu, svagatam te surasha dhya, dishtyana dashanam gata, tava chakramanam brahman, abhayaya yatarave. All the Prachetas began to address the great sage Narada. O great sage, O Brahmana, we hope you met with no disturbances while coming here. It is due to our great fortune that we are now able to see you. By the traveling of the sun, people are relieved from the fear of the darkness of night, a fear brought about by thieves and rogues. Similarly, your traveling is like the sun's, for you drive away all kind of the fear. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshu Mintavyan Tasma Ishi Guravena Maham Yama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Tushnaku Tala Shimate Bhakti Viranti Samin Tinamne Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirishesha Shunyavadi Paschita Deshidarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo, 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 Hare, Hare. So, dear Vaishnavas, here we are, Friday, 3rd of March, 2011. First of all, I have to excuse myself. I'm not so much present at the morning programs. And since Bhagavatam speaker is a very important person, at least during the delivery of Bhagavatam, he is also not only obliged to fulfill prachar, or speaking, but also achar. Unfortunately, in a recent period, because of family reasons, I'm not able to follow morning programs in the way I should. Primarily because of we have a small daughter, and she's waking up at 6 in the morning, so I have to push a little bit earlier to chant at least some rounds. And on top of everything, my wife is a little bit ill, so that's the constraint, so please excuse me. And if you criticize me, usually we say, if you criticize someone, your good karma is transferred to other person. I don't want to get credit on this way, but still, since Madhugopal Prabhu asked me to serve you in this way, of course, I'm willing to do so. So, hope that I'm excused. Preparing the Bhagavatam yesterday, a first question came to my mind is in fact a very simple question, and those simple questions are sometimes the best and the most revealing questions. The question is, why do we speak Bhagavatam in the morning? Why don't we speak from Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Lilamrita, or whatever else scripture? What's so special about Bhagavatam? Why Bhagavatam, really? College students, don't raise your hands. I know you know the answer, but other devotees. Any idea? Why Bhagavatam, really? Is it a relevant question? Ghee. Any idea, really? Rick Prabhu. Okay. Bhagavatam teaches, and that's the reason why we are approaching Bhagavatam. Okay. But same thing for Bhagavad Gita or Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can say that Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate study of our philosophy, so why not Chaitanya Charitamrita? Really? That's a very simple question, but we have to know the answer. We do, but not every day. We are reading once a week, Sunday, right? Because of Prabhupada Divine's order, okay? We can say because of Prabhupada, we are Prabhupada society, but you know, in the same time, with all respect to Prabhupada, we can say that's just a personal opinion. So he was just an older gentleman, and from another point of view, you know, someone can challenge. You know, well, okay, but there should be something more substantial behind. Ladies? Yes, Antusha. Yes, now we are coming closer. Well, let us speak and glorify a little bit of Bhagavatam. Yes, Bhagavatam appeared at the moment when Krishna disappeared. And as Bhagavatam is referring to its own appearance, he said, appeared at the moment when Krishna disappeared, and there is no difference between Bhagavatam, Book Bhagavatam, and Krishna. So from that point of view, we are approaching Bhagavatam as an appearance, direct appearance of Krishna. And that's the reason why we are studying Bhagavatam. On top of everything, our tradition is accepting Srimad Bhagavatam as a natural comment of Vedanta Sutra. So that's like a summum bonum of our philosophy. That's the core. That's the essence. And of course, Bhagavatam is the most favorite scripture of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's the reason why we are offering our obeisances to our Parampara through Srimad Bhagavatam. And on top of everything, Bhagavatam is something which is very practical and very relevant for us, because Bhagavatam is answering two main questions. What's my duty? And second one, what's the duty of those who are supposed to die? And it's relevant for all of us because we are in that position. So Bhagavatam, in fact, is an expression of compassion, Krishna's hand in this present age. So that's the reason why we are approaching everyday Bhagavatam. And many other reasons, Rupa Goswami speaking about Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the listening and speaking Bhagavatam is one of the most five most potent items of devotional service. So that's the reason why we are always approaching Bhagavatam. And that's the reason why we always have to have consciousness about Bhagavatam. Why do we read? And for community, as we have here in Radhadeshi, is the essential form how can we really come together and serve Krishna and progress in our devotional service by listening about Krishna. And that's the core, one of the pillars of success of any kind of devotional society. So that's about Bhagavatam. And on top of everything, what I want to say now is very much connected with today's verse and the purport. Can you just reflect a little bit what we heard in a purport and in a verse and in a purport? What's underlying topic? What's happening there? There is one word coming up very strongly, although maybe it's not notable when you listen for the first time the verse, but Srila Prabhupada in his purport four times or even five times is saying one and same thing. Did you get anything? I couldn't get it. I read a few times and later I came to understand, oh, look at this. I didn't pay attention. So there's... That's the point. And I was just now looking at it and imagine, Srila Prabhupada, in translation, fear of darkness, a fear brought by the thieves, all kinds of fear. That's Srila Prabhupada's translation. And in the purport, everyone is afraid, afraid of going to street, everyone is afraid either in city, everyone is afraid of danger, all fear is relieved. So more or less 3, 5, and 3, 8 times in very short purport. So obviously that's something extremely relevant for us. And question is, why Srila Prabhupada is speaking in this verse about the fear? Then I just opened Veda base and I was looking, really, how often fear, bhaya, is mentioned in the verses of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nimaya, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And surprisingly enough, can you guess, out of 745 verses of Bhagavad Gita, in how many of them we find fear? Fear in the sense that Prabhupada is translating something with fear. Any guess? How many times? 700. Well, we are more into love than in the fear. So, interesting. In 12 verses, we can find fear. It means every 60 verses, it's mentioned, translated like a fear. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we can find fear 271 times. Every 65 verses, we are going to read something about the fear. Fear. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, 69 times, every 160 verses, not so often, because it's expected for those who are reading and listening Chaitanya Charitamrita, they are more conversant with Krishna philosophy and they are more devotional, so we don't have to remind them about the miseries and fearful state of conditioned life. But it's extremely important to know that fear, now we are going to speak about that topic. And freedom from fear is so deeply rooted in writings of Srimad Bhagavatam and also in Prabhupada's purports. Amazing. So many times. But question is, what's the fear, first of all? I guess we have at least certain understanding, what's the fear, really? Do we? What's really fear? Emotion? What kind of emotion? What kind of emotion? Intense? Love is also intense, maybe even more intense. Is there, what's really behind? What do we... Pain? Pain? Related to the body? Unpleasant, unwanted? Emotion which is related to the body? Can it be spiritual also, fear? Okay, it's the fear of existence, right. Fear of losing something, yeah. We are in good direction. More or less, fear, a very nice definition, fear is distressing emotion induced by perceived threat. It is a basic survival mechanism occurring in response to a specific stimulus, such as pain or the threat of danger. Out of fear, Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is very often, and Srila Prabhupada in his purport, he's speaking about release or freedom of fear. And that's more or less something which is quite connected with our devotional progress. From fearful state to relief and to freedom. And more or less what Prachetas are telling now, they are addressing Narada saying, you are like a sun, you are going to dissipate the darkness and you are removing the fear of people. So more or less that's the mission of our acharyas, we can read in a purport, and also that's the mission, of course, of our scriptures. And the question is, why we are full of fear? That's the question. Why conditioned soul is full of fear? They are in darkness. And that's nicely explained indeed in a purport. In darkness means you don't know where are you. Maybe you have some slight idea where do you go, but you don't know which direction to go. So fear comes of being insecure, you don't know where to go and how to go. And Holy Scriptures and mission is to somehow give the light to conditioned soul and show them how to go away from fear to, what can be opposite of fear? Fearless? Okay. Anything else? Peacefulness? Confidence. Yes. And we can also in the same time say we can go from the condition, from being fearful to state of being full of enthusiasm. We can also give polarity, fear and love. We are going to say a few words about it later. And question is also, what do we really fear of? What's our object of fear? What's ultimate? What we are really fearful so much? In under, you know, on a superficial level, we are fearful about being hit by someone or being in a car accident or this or that. But what's really something what... Yes. To losing our identity. That's the ultimate hardcore underlying premise. And that's going to happen. And conditioned soul, not knowing that he is internal, is completely in despair because you're going to disappear very soon. And what will happen? So that's something which is common for all conditioned soul, no matter how rich, beauty, opulent, or whatever you are. That's something. So what I was looking, I was somehow relating Einstein with some philosophical discussion about fear and love. Somehow it came to my mind that I read something about Einstein some time ago. I was thinking, he is really defining what does it mean, fear and love. And yesterday I found one quotation and I was quite surprised. He's speaking about physical death, Einstein, Albert Einstein. And what he is saying, it's quite interesting and shocking in the same time, because What we are doing, if you know, in our Bhagavad Gita, at the back cover, usually there is quotation of Einstein. You remember that? It's there. And we are always taking him as a, you know, as a kind of reference, you know. But what I read yesterday, it was very shocking. And what he's saying, he's reflecting about God, about existence, and about the fear. And Einstein, in saying, quotation, "I cannot conceive of a God who rewards and punishes his creatures, or has a will of the kind that we experience in ourselves." So Einstein is saying, God, he's not like us. Neither he is punishing nor rewarding. And he doesn't have will as we humans have. Further, now it's even more interesting what Einstein is saying. Neither can I nor would I want to conceive of an individual that survives his physical death. So Einstein is saying, everything is finishing with the death. I cannot conceive anything after it. And then he's reflecting on those who are thinking that death is not the end. He said, "Let feeble souls from fear or absurd egoism share that thoughts." He said, those who are fearful, that those souls who are full of egoism, they will think there is something after being finished. And he said, "I'm satisfied with the mystery of the eternity of life, and with the awareness that a glimpse of the marvelous structure of the existing world." So he's just enough amazed with the structure of this world. He doesn't need anything else. And he said, together with the devotees striving to comprehend a portion, be it ever so tiny, and so on. So that's written in his paper, "The World as I See It." As I see it. So that's interesting what Alfred Einstein, and for me it's revealing, you know, we are sometimes referring to him as a person who is really something, you know, extraordinary person, but still in the same time as the one who read Bhagavad Gita and who comments Bhagavad Gita, he's saying there is nothing after that. And even more, he said those who are thinking in that, they are completely off. And even more, God is not like we, he doesn't have will. And he said, those of you who are thinking like that, you are completely, you know, just... it looks like maybe that's the problem of Bhagavad Gita as it is. But very interesting, I get for revealing just to put him in a proper perspective. And now something about the mission of Bhagavatam and the Holy Scriptures and Acharyas. They are missionaries of that light, and they are trying to bring light in someone else's life. And by being engrossed in matter, in darkness, sometimes it is very painful to come on light. For instance, you are living in cave for many years. If you go strongly outside, just being exposed to sunlight, what will happen? It will be not only painful, but maybe you will lose your ability to see for all the time, because you will just get burned out. So sometimes mission of our acharyas and Srila Prabhupada and his writing is really to give strong light to conditioned soul and somehow to give that impetus, you know, what's happening, where you are. And that's the reason why Srila Prabhupada is many times writing on the way he's writing, just trying to shake the conditioned persons. Question is there any person who is not full of fear, who is not at least slightly fearful? Because Srila Prabhupada is writing in a purport, Srila Prabhupada said, everyone is afraid of danger at every moment. Question is there anyone who is not full of fear, who is not somehow... Who is that? Yes, Adam. Dira. Okay. Thank you. Yes, there are two categories, you know. We can say that two categories, those who are... Yes, Madam Harpreet. Absolutely. That's the next question. Who is that person? If someone is taking sannyas, he should be fearless. If he is not like that, he should step down or become... That's really something very significant, but it's connected with that ashram, being fearless. And that's more or less our ultimate goal. Why do we practice spiritual life, and why Bhagavatam is coming to our lives so strongly, just to give us that feeling of we are fearless. But what I wanted to reflect and show in this small presentation is that more or less our scriptures are all about bringing conditions to souls from state of being full of fear to the state that we are aloof of conditioned fear. More or less, that's such a strong impression we are getting from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. I made small research on those verses who are reflecting being freed from fear. And in Bhagavad Gita 2:56, we can read relationship between steady mind and being freed from fear. I'm reading only purport, only translation of the verse. One who is not disturbed in mind, even amid the threefold miseries, or elated when there is happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear, and anger, is called the sage of steady mind. So being freed of fear means you have to be above anger, above attachment. Then, what's the relationship between transcendental love and being freed from fear? Krishna, in 4:10, is saying, being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past become purified by the knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Again, precondition to get in the state of love, you have to be free from fear, anger, and attachment. That's strongly twice stated by Krishna. And now third time in Bhagavad Gita. So you can see, three times in Bhagavad Gita, condition is being freed from fear. Such a strong. Krishna in 5:27-28 is saying, shutting out all external sense objects, keeping the eyes and the vision concentrated between the two eyebrows, suspending the inward and outward breaths within the nostrils, and thus controlling the mind, senses, and intelligence, the transcendentalist aiming at liberation becomes free from desire, fear, and anger. Again, fear and anger. And one who is always in this state is certainly liberated. So that's the stage before liberation. You have to be free from the fear. And something from Srimad Bhagavatam, very interesting verses which are also reflecting that idea, being freed of fear. Kardama Muni in 3:23-7, he said, I have achieved the blessings of the Lord in discharging my own religious life of austerity, meditation, and Krishna consciousness. Although you have not yet experienced these achievements, he's reflecting to his wife. He said, which are free from all fear and lamentation. So what's the benefit Kardama Muni got? He got freedom from lamentation and fear. And he said, I should offer them to you because you are engaged in my service. He's speaking to his wife, Devahuti. And now just look at them. I'm giving you the transcendental vision to see how nice they are. And Srila Prabhupada is saying something very interesting in the purport. Srila Prabhupada is asking, what are the graces of the Lord? And Srila Prabhupada said, it is stated here that the graces of the Lord are abhaya, free from fearfulness. In the material world, if someone accumulates $1,000,000, he is always full of fear because he is always thinking, what if money gets lost? So Srila Prabhupada is saying, in the material world, everyone is full of fear. And there are a few more verses. I cannot read all of them because I just want to stop speaking very soon. I will just quote Krishna. I have to. 10:70-35. Lord Krishna said, it is certain that today the three worlds have attained freedom from all fear. For that is the influence of such a great personality as you, who traveled at will throughout all the worlds. So, to who Krishna is speaking here? He said, Narada. Again, more or less the same verse we are reading today, it's spoken by Krishna. Because what Prachetas are saying, you are like a son and you are giving freedom to everyone. So, that's the position of you, also spoken by Krishna. And I would just like to say something about Srila Prabhupada and fear. Any connection we can get just by... exactly. One who is fearless, definitely. And on top of everything, can you remember any story of Prabhupada, where Prabhupada was fearful, in fact? All right. Any instance from his life, some story, when Srila Prabhupada was fearful? You remember dreams about taking sannyas? That was very strong. That dream came back to him first, second, third time, and Prabhupada was very fearful. He said, oh, my Guru Maharaj came, and I'm not ready. So that's the, but that's the spiritual fear. We have to know there is material fear and spiritual. And spiritual fear is something quite beneficial, in fact. And I would say, let us finish here. What I wanted to say today is more or less in relationship to the fear. And I wanted to say that fear and question of fear, subject of fear, topic of fear, is very much present in our scriptures. And we gave references a little bit from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And we said how many places fear is mentioned in the verses. And more or less our mission is pulling conditioned soul and going on path from state of being conditioned and fearful to the state of being freed and full of love. And our acharyas and mission of our movement is in fact the same, giving light to conditioned soul, giving light to each other and try to help each other to move in that direction. Thank you very much. If you have any comment, question, I will be happy to hear and try to answer. Yes, Mr. Ferry. Well, I guess there are many reasons, way how to make a distinction, but more or less, material fear is one which conditions us and not bringing us closer to Krishna. We are separated, and that's our understanding, and we are fearful because we don't see Krishna in certain action. We don't have consciousness of being aware of Krishna. So that's the reason of our fear. We don't see that everything is orchestrated and everything is happening under Krishna's supreme control. We don't have consciousness. And that's the reason we have fear of our existence, of for our body. And spiritual fear is something much more different. It's not reflected to the body, but it's reflected of on your concern how to perform and do something which is going to be pleasing for Guru and Krishna. In short. But it's very tricky way how to switch from those two. Sometimes we are fearful just because we don't have high consciousness, and we are conditioned soul, have tendency to project something as a spiritual, but it's material. That especially happening on a Kanishta level, which majority of us are. And then we are pushing our personal goals and trying to present them as a Krishna consciousness, but it's not. That's because we are conditioned. So there is a long way how to overstep it, in fact. And maybe we can speak about some examples which are going to clarify that more. But I guess I try to shed the light on that. It's somehow... Maybe someone else want to say something, Mataji, yes? If someone else want to answer Freddy's question, because he's asking what's the difference between material and spiritual fear, that's... we can make distinction in many ways, but in the same time it's also, it's a matter of consciousness. No. Yes, Manohar Prabhu, you would like to say? Chani Tagore and Mataji Malati is coming to say a few words, right? Chani Tagore then Malati. That's a nice clarification. Yeah, thank you. I guess I can just add to it that Srila Prabhupada was commenting that his disciples having problem because they are not fearful of Maya. That's something quite in that alignment. Yeah, thank you. Malati? Fear. Yeah, we can relate that to the verse when we've spoken about Narada and those who are coming in alignment of Narada, if we are having desires according to their instructions, so we can relate it as spiritual. This is Parampara, mother, then daughter. Yeah, it's going to empower you, indeed. Being confronted with that fear, if you're endeavoring enough, then you will get empowerment, and material fear means you're going to be depowered. Yeah, makes my sense, indeed, yeah. Yes, Mataji. Krishna. That's much different, indeed. Yeah, we can guess that that's more or less everything is connected so much with the Krishna. You know, car boys, they are not fearful for themselves, but they are fearful about Krishna. And they know whatever is happening, Krishna is behind. So somehow that Krishna consciousness is strongly present in every movement. And more or less, just to reflect that through Bhagavad Gita, everything is aligned with Krishna. By not seeing that Krishna is really in front of everything, and behind everything, and everything, we are having material fear, knowing that Krishna is really the cause of everything. He is the one we have to see behind. That's the reason why which can make polarity material and spiritual fear. I guess being fearful in material world is just to know. Yes. I guess we can recall, no, fools are not having any kind of fear. So we should think that we are not in that direction. And that fear is connected with the actions, what we are doing, what the impact is on us, others, and so on. So concern. All the fear looks like more like, in one sense, animalistic, you know, instinct, you know, fear. And that's the reason I'm personally much more into the higher emotions, you know, that everything which we are doing and we are offering is guided by deeper consciousness, not by basic fear or reward mechanism, you know, it's always, yeah. I guess we should offer Pandu Prabhu. Can be helpful, yeah, in that regard. Yeah, as Prabhupada was saying, yeah. But that was Prabhupada's concern, that his disciples are, that their problem, you know, that we are able to stick our nose in everything and then we are becoming affected and that's the way we are going down, we are degrading ourselves, so indeed we have to be conscious of it, fear. Yes, Mataji Vinod, do you want to say something? Yeah, I would say it's a question, are we afraid of death? That's quite something important to reflect our position in relationship with the spiritual advancement and our relationship with Krishna. How much are we really afraid of leaving the body? And that's something quite important to reflect individually, just to know what's our position. Yes, Mataji, do you want to say something? If you can speak louder. Yeah, it shapes it somehow. It's, you know, like a deeper expression you cannot control. I remember how that comes up in a relationship with the kids. I didn't know what does it mean to be a parent, you know, but when Ramani came and she got the jaundice, you know, second day after, third day after being born, you know, I came there, my heart was broken. I saw her, she was having some kind of thing on her head being exposed on some light, you know. And so that's a fear, you know, it's completely, you know, paralyzed. Okay, the Vaishnavas, if, yes. What do you have to? What do you feel? Okay? Oh, really? Wow, that's something. Yeah, they said if you have an anxieties, then you should chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra a little bit louder. Hare Krishna. That's the way how it chases away the anxiety and fear. Okay? Someone else? No. Okay, Jani Tagore Prabhu. Short. Because of fear, huh? You can support a family, pay debts, and blah, blah, blah. You have to know also from the subtle point of view that fear is something what feeds subtle beings. And if we are fearful, then subtle beings are always around. And they then suck you and it goes to your subtle body. So that's also, that's not auspicious in that regard. It's very auspicious to finish Mataji with your words, so please. Fear. Fear. Although that's Vaikuntha mood, place without anxiety, but Krishna is attracted only with pure love, which is not constrained in any kind of conditions and being suspicious and doubtful of what will I get from Krishna and how I'm going to do for him. Yeah, he's completely into another side, yeah. It's limiting, it's disempowering, it's conditioning you at a certain level, yeah. Okay, dear Vaishnavas, so this was a lecture about being freed from fear. Thank you very much for your kind comments. Fearlessness, ki jai. Abhayacharna Ravinda, ki jai. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam, ki jai.